ABC Radio Australia.
France has delayed plans for a referendum on New Caledonia's political future. The vote was due in 2026, but Paris now says more talks are needed. France was preparing to hold a referendum in New Caledonia as part of its commitments under the Bougainville Accord, which set out a political pathway for the territory's future status. Now, pro-independence leaders warn the delay risks undermining the self-determination process. Joining me now to discuss it is Island Business reporter Nick McClellan. Nick, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Kyle.
So what has the French government said about why the referendum has been abandoned?
They haven't actually said very much. Last November, the overseas minister of France, Naima Mouchou, visited New Caledonia and said that they would hold a referendum in early March. Then the day was confirmed on the 15th of March, 2026. A leak to the French newspaper Le Monde, however, just a week ago, said that this referendum would not proceed. There's a number of reasons for that. There's been no official statement from the French government about why this referendum will not be held on schedule. But instead, French President Emmanuel Macron has written to key leaders across the political spectrum in New Caledonia, inviting them to Paris for further talks on the 16th of January. This whole thing has been a shambles, and it's highlighted the divisions between supporters and opponents of independence, but also the failure of policy in Paris.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So if Mr. Macron has invited New Caledonian politicians to Paris to discuss a way forward, I mean, what does that signal about France's approach to resolving this political crisis, particularly given the newspaper that you mentioned has reported that no referendum is going ahead?
Yeah, I think it shows a number of features. Firstly, the French government has much bigger problems. Just this week, the French parliament has failed to finalise a budget for 2026, the French national budget. The Le Cornu government has been negotiating with parties both on the left and the extreme right, trying to get the budget through. Must be done by the 31st of December. And so now there'll be a special law put forward just to keep last year's budget in place so that bills can be paid until early in 2026 a national budget can be finalised. The French government doesn't have a majority in the National Assembly. That therefore reflects on the problems for New Caledonia. Any hope of getting the necessary constitutional and legal changes required to create a new political statute for New Caledonia just can't get through the parliament in Paris. The announcement of the referendum was also seen as very strange when Overseas Minister Mouchou announced it. Basically, the same date for the referendum would be the date of the first round of municipal elections on the 15th of March. But there are two different voting rolls. All French citizens of voting age are eligible to vote for local councils under French law, but any referendum on New Caledonia would be on a restricted electoral roll. So on the same day, different sets of people were supposed to be voting on two different topics. You know, this has all been falling apart, and it's led to divisions, even among supporters of the Bougival process, as it's been described. The independence movement FLNKS has fiercely opposed this ever since they criticised it last August. The so-called loyalist parties are obviously very much in support of the idea of creating a state within a state. But other parties that support the broad principles of Bougival have wanted to amend the original text have voted, you know, abstained in parliamentary votes on this process. All in all, you know, France is not in control of the process. It's facing major domestic problems politically. And the hope that everything will come good in January is, I think, unlikely, given that the loyalists are firmly opposed to any change to the text negotiated last year. The FLNKS, the main independence coalition, is saying they don't want to borrow the Bougival text. It's going to be very hard to reconcile those with one meeting in Paris in mid-January.
Yeah, it all sounds incredibly chaotic. So what's the response to this decision in France being in New Caledonia from both the pro-independence coalition and the loyalist leaders?
The FLNKS, one of two major pro-independence groups, actually sent a delegation to France to meet with French parliamentarians to explain their perspective on what's the way forward. The loyalist parties are anxious. They've written to President Macron saying that they won't accept any changes to the text that was negotiated last July in Bougival in France. So there are pretty irreconcilable positions from both the loyalists and the FLNKS. Other parties are hoping that they can amend the treaty somehow. It's just legally unclear how that's possible. The real problem for Paris, there's a deadline. Elections for New Caledonia are held every 5 years for their local provincial assemblies. They've been postponed three times until June this year. There's no way they can be postponed again. The French courts have ruled that elections for the three provincial assemblies and Congress must be held in June. Without the Bougival process, there's no way of changing the voting rolls, which, as listeners will know, has been a central point of contention. Indeed, one of the key triggers for the violent clashes that divided the country last year. And the loyalists are very worried that they have to go to the municipal elections in March and then the provincial elections in June using historic voting rolls, different voting rolls for both cases. There's real problems. We may see, indeed, the government in trouble in Paris if it can't get its budget through early next year. So all in all, French policy is failing. There are significant divisions between supporters and opponents of independence. And there's a lack of clarity about the way forward. President Macron hopes this meeting on the 16th of January in Paris will bring people together. I wouldn't bet on it myself.
You're listening to Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Kyle Evans and I'm chatting with Island business journalist Nick McClellan about France's decision to put a new referendum on hold. So Nick, how does this latest delay in political uncertainty affect the long-term process set out under the Noumea Accord for self-determination and changing New Caledonia's status?
Well, the Noumea Accord remains in force. People may remember there were three referendums on independence in 2018, 2020, 2021. The Noumea Accord says that after that, all parties must come together to agree on a new political statute. The complication is that the Noumea Accord is entrenched in the French constitution. It has its own provisions within the constitution, and that's unique in French law. To change the Noumea Accord, bring in a new statute like the Bougival Accord, which was the proposal from the French state, you have to change the French constitution. That involves quite lengthy legislative passage through the National Assembly, the Senate, a sitting of both houses of parliament, and then a referendum of New Caledonians. This referendum that was proposed for March was going to be first before that complex legislative process. All in all, legally, politically, the French government is struggling. Meanwhile, ordinary New Caledonians are grappling with the economic, social, political fallout from last year's conflict. And the elections for local councils in March will give a pretty good indication of the balance of forces between and within each political bloc. Then, of course, the provincial elections will create a new party, a new parliament, a new Congress in New Caledonia, and then a change of leadership in the government, depending on the outcome of those votes. There's months still to go with New Caledonia's future. We'll have to see what happens in Paris as well, because the shockwaves in Paris are sending reverberations halfway around the globe, and people are watching in Noumea the desperation of the current Le Cornu government as it tries to get a budget passed.
Yeah, and it does lead me into my last question. I mean, what are the broader implications for peace, stability and France's role in the Pacific if this process continues to stall? I mean, both for, you know, New Caledonian communities and for regional neighbours. I imagine it's going to have some far-reaching impacts.
Well, one of the real questions is about the economic situation in New Caledonia. There are a number of businesses still looking for reparations after the damage and destruction caused during rioting and clashing in 2024 between Kanak protesters and the French security forces. Earlier this month, the Administrative Tribunal of New Caledonia issued a 28 million euro liability to the French government for its failure to protect a major shopping centre, the Kenouin's shopping complex. The belief that they didn't have enough police on hand to protect businesses that were burnt down. The French government has pledged enormous economic support for New Caledonia, both for restabilising the budget, also for the crucial nickel industry, which is the backbone of the economy. But those funds are dependent on the budget being passed in Paris, and the 2025 budget will hold in place to keep paying the bills until a new budget can be formed. But people on all sides of politics in New Caledonia are anxiously watching what's happening in Paris. The Lecornu government's got many problems beyond New Caledonia, and that's causing some anxiety in the Pacific. Of course, elections for the next presidency is May 2027. Some people worry that this mess is going to continue until the presidential elections come at the end of President Macron's term.
Yeah, it's certainly got the makings of a potentially explosive 2026. And we'll definitely have to wait and see what happens. Nick, that's all we've got time for this morning, but thanks so much for joining us on Pacific Beat, as always.
Thank you.
That was Island business reporter Nick McClellan speaking to us there.